Welcome back. We're going to be talking about the sensory tracts. And sensory tracts are going to be those tracts that are going to ascend in the spinal cord. Remember that a tract is exactly that. It's going to be nerves that are ascending or descending in the spinal cord. In this case, they're sensory tracts, so they're going to travel up the spinal cord. Now, remember that, well, if you had reviewed the literature in the book, I mean, if you had read before, if you have even glanced at the book, you'll see that there's lots of different tracts. Well, we're going to distill this down for you in the typical style that we try to do into those things that are going to be of significance. These are going to be of clinical significance to us, so we're going to concentrate on these four tracts. We're going to concentrate on two clinically significant sensory tracts and two clinically significant motor tracts. The reason we concentrate on these guys is because these are things you actually will see one day. And also, we want to concentrate on these tracts so that we can give you an example of how tracts really work. In this case, we're going to look at the sensory tracts. We're going to look at the spinal thalamic tract and also the posterior or the dorsal columns tract. Now, the spinal thalamic tract is going to be very convenient for us because it's going to tell us where it's going from and where it's going to. It's going from the spine up to the thalamus. So if we're going to have something going up from the spine to the middle of the brain and the thalamus, then we're going to, of course, see that it's going to be an ascending tract. And since it ascends, we know it must be a sensory tract or it must be a afferent tract. So when we look at the spinal thalamic tract, we see it's going to be ascending and it's going to be taking in, as far as its sensory, pain and temperature. So when you feel pain, and when you feel something hot or cold, that's going to be mediated or allowed into your brain by the spinal thalamic tract. Now, all tracts are going to decussate. They're going to cross. It just depends on where they're going to cross. For our purposes, these four tracts are either going to cross at the spine itself, or they're going to take their time and go up to the middle of the brainstem, around the medulla, actually the first part of the brainstem at the medulla, and cross there. So they're either going to cross at the spinal cord or they're going to cross at the medulla. In this case, the spinothalamic tract crosses at the spine, as the name also assists us. So welcome back. We're going to be talking about the sensory tracts. And now sensory tracts are going to be those tracts that are going to ascend in the spinal cord. Remember that a tract is exactly that. It's going to be nerves that are ascending or descending in the spinal cord. In this case, they're sensory tracts, so they're going to travel up the spinal cord. Now, remember that, well, if you had reviewed the literature in the book, I mean, if you had read before, if you have even glanced at the book, you'll see that there's lots of different tracts. Well, we're going to distill this down for you in the typical style that we try to do into those things that are going to be of significance. These are going to be of clinical significance to us, so we're going to concentrate on these four tracts. We're going to concentrate on two clinically significant sensory tracts and two clinically significant motor tracts. The reason we concentrate on these guys is because these are things you actually will see one day. And also, we want to concentrate on these tracts so that we can give you an example of how tracts really work. In this case, we're going to look at the sensory tracts. We're going to look at the spinal thalamic tract and also the posterior or the dorsal columns tract. Now, the spinal thalamic tract is going to be very convenient for us because it's going to tell us where it's going from and where it's going to. It's going from the spine up to the thalamus. So if we're going to have something going up from the spine to the middle of the brain and the thalamus, then we're going to, of course, see that it's going to be an ascending tract. And since it ascends, we know it must be a sensory tract or it must be a afferent tract. So when we look at the spinal thalamic tract, we see it's going to be ascending and it's going to be taking in, as far as its sensory, pain and temperature. So when you feel pain, and when you feel something hot or cold, that's going to be mediated or allowed into your brain by the spinal thalamic tract. Now, all tracks are going to decussate. They're going to cross. It just depends on where they're going to cross. For our purposes, these four tracks are either going to cross at the spine itself, or they're going to take their time and go up to the middle of the brainstem, around the medulla, actually the first part of the brainstem, at the medulla, and cross there. So they're either going to cross at the spinal cord, or they're going to cross at the medulla. In this case, the spinothalamic tract crosses at the spine, as the name also assists us. So we're going to have this crossing of the spinothalamic tract right as soon as it enters the spine. Then it's going to ascend. So its decussation then is going to be in the spinal cord. We're going to have this crossing of the spinothalamic tract right as soon as it enters the spine. Then it's going to ascend. So its decussation then is going to be in the spinal cord.